服务人员听一位昆塔丁现在开始播音。各位尊敬的奉献者们，大家早上好。今天是2019年1月15日，我们再次荣幸的邀请到杰图拉贾帕库继续为我们讲述国家访歌原意，谢谢大家的聆听。
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vidambi Sarvati Namine Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pacharine Devashesha Shunyavadi Paschachati Shadharine Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We're today reading from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 13, which is called Nature, the Enjoyer, and Consciousness.
我们今天讲述的是《博伽梵歌原意》第十三章，本章的标题是自然享受者和意识。
So in this chapter, Krishna is going to explain some more details to Arjuna.
在这一章当中， Krishna 将要向 Arjuna 讲述更多的细节。
In the previous chapter, in chapter 12, Krishna had explained devotional service to Arjuna.
在前面的一个章节当中，第十二章当中， Krishna 向 Arjuna 讲述了奉献服务。
So now Arjuna wants to know some more detailed explanation of how material nature is working.
而在这里呢，阿朱呢想要知道更多有关于物质自然是如何运作的这些细节。
And specifically, Krishna, or Arjuna asked Krishna to explain how the soul, the enjoyer, material nature, and the nature of enjoyment, how does it all work?
在这里呢，阿朱那尤其向 Krishna 询问什么是灵魂，什么是享受者，什么是物质自然，以及这种享受的本性是什么。
When we're in this material world, many people act in a very unconscious way.
在这个世界当中呢，很多人他们的行为都是处于无意识的。
They're not really very conscious of how this world is working.
他们在行为活动的时候呢，其实都并不怎么知道这个世界到底是如何运作的。
So the first thing Krishna explains is that the living entity enjoys through their senses.
因此呢， Krishna 第一件事描述的是生物体是通过它的感官去享受的。
And where you enjoy your senses with, or what you enjoy your senses with, is called the chetra. It's called a field, like an area. This is what you enjoy with your senses.
而生物体是在是如何去享受的呢？它是通过什么去享受的呢？那么这个享受的场所就被称为 chetra.
Chetra.
Chetra.这个活动场所被称为 chetra.
Like think of like Kuru Kshetra. Like Kshetra means a place. So just like Kuru Kshetra means the place of King Kuru.
比方说 Kuru Kshetra. Kshetra 的意思是场所，那 Kuru Kshetra 的意思就是库鲁国王的场地。
So this field that we perceive everything in is called Chetra Gyan. So Chetra Gyan means the knower. Gyan means to know. So Chetra Gyan means the knower of the field.
那就是知悉这个场所的人被称为 Chetra Gyan. Gyan 的意思是知识。那么 Chetra Gyan 的意思就是说知悉这个场所的人。
So think of Chetra Gyan as material nature also. Oh, Chetra is the material nature. So the person who knows that field, the person who enjoys that material world and the material world are different. But when one is in Maya, one thinks it is all the same, that I'm also material nature. I'm also part of material nature. But actually Krishna says, no, you, the soul, are different from material nature.
Mm. 那牵手的意思就是活动场所，它是属于物质自然的，牵手别那，也就是说这个场所的知悉者，它并不属于物质自然。然而，当一个人在玛雅的当中的时候呢，他就会把自己认同为物质自然。然而 Krishna 就说呢，你并不是属于物质自然的一部分，你是纯粹的灵魂。So
this is the core of material. This is the main reason the living entity is entangled, is in Maya in this world, is an illusion, because he thinks that this material nature and me, who is the enjoyer of this material nature, that we're all the same.
而就是个体生物呢，被纠缠在这个物质世界的主要的原因，就是因为这种Maya这种幻觉，他认为了它是物质自然的一部分。
And therefore, and the main illusion is to think I am a man, I'm a woman, I'm the enjoyer.
主要的这种幻觉呢，就是认为我是男人，我是女人，我是享受者。So
therefore, the main purpose of this chapter is to understand how the pure soul, the pure living entity, becomes trapped in this world, and try to understand this world and the interactions of the soul with this world, and in this way become untangled, become free from this material world.
因此呢，这一章的要旨就在于去理解纯粹的生物体是如何变得纠缠于在这个物质世界当中的，并且通过
By understanding how one is trapped, one can also understand how to become free.
换句话说呢，一旦一个人知道了他是如何纠缠在这个物质世界当中的，那么他就有办法能够从这种纠缠当中摆脱出来。
So now, from verse 5 onwards, Krishna is going to explain. Sorry. Now, Krishna will go on to explain that there are three different types of study, three different ways of understanding things.
接下来呢，Krishna描述了要学习的三个方面，也就是说理解这门知识的三种方式。
Now, it says, there is the Supreme Lord, there is the living entity, and there is material nature that we have to understand. We have to understand these three things.
他说到呢，有三个方面是我们需要去理解的，一个是至尊主，一个是生物体，以及物质自然。And
by studying the relationship between these three items, one develops knowledge. This is called knowledge. Understand the relationship between
them. 研究和学习这三者之间的关系，一个人呢就能够发展出知识，这便称之为知识，也就是了解了这三者之间的关系。Now,
when people say I have knowledge, I know something. The definition of that knowledge is these three things: to know this point. Everything outside of that is not considered to be real knowledge.
当一个人宣称他自己拥有知识的时候，那意味着他必须理解这三者之间的关系，而除此之外的其他的知识呢，其实并不是真正的知识。Now
Krishna says, I know everybody. I'm in the heart of every living entity. And therefore he is called omniscient, one who knows everything.
Krishna, 他描述自己是能够了解所有的人的，因为呢，他处在每一个人的心中，因此他也被称为无所不知的。But
we, the living entities, we only know our own body.
但是呢，我们作为 个体生物只能够了解我们自己的身体。
Just like in a relationship, the woman will say to the man, "You don't really understand me. You don't really understand how I'm feeling."
就好像在男女关系当中，有的时候女人就会对男人们说，你根本就不了解我，你根本就不能够理解我的感受。
Maybe some of you have even said that to your partner or your husband or your friend.
也许你们当中的有些人就曾经对你们的丈夫或者朋友说过这样的话。
You don't really understand how I'm feeling. You don't really understand me.
你真的不能够理解我的感受，你真的不了解我。
And that's true. We don't understand others.
而且这也是事实，这是真的。我们没有办法去完全的了解另一个人。
Most of the time, we're just completely absorbed in just trying to understand ourselves, and we're just completely absorbed in our own thoughts and our own feelings.
通常情况下呢，我们都沉浸在我们的这种自我意识当中，我们都沉浸的去想着自己的感受，自己的想法。
We never think about others. We're just selfish. We just think about ourselves.
我们并不怎么去想其他的人，我们大多数时候都是比较自私的，都只想着自己，没有想到其他人。
But Krishna thinks about all of us. He knows all of us, but we never think of him.
但是呢 ，Krishna 却想着我们所有的人，我们每一个人，但是我们却没有想着 Krishna。
So Krishna does this because he is the super soul in the heart of every living entity, Paramatma.
Krishna 之所以能做到这一点，是因为他是众生心中的超灵，他是 Paramatma。
So now, as I mentioned before, from verse 5, Krishna will explain how this material world is constructed, how it's made up.
从第五世界开始， Krishna 将描述这个世界是如何构成的。
And he says that there are 5 levels of Brahman realization.
他说到呢，Brahman 的觉悟有五个层次。
Now things get a little technical here, so take that attention.
在这里呢有一些技术性，所以大家仔细聆听。
The first one is called Anamaya, which is just like animal platform.
第一个层面呢被称为 Anamaya, 就好比是
Anamaya。
第一个层次叫做 Anamaya, 就好比是动物的层面。那么 Anna 的意思是食物。
Just like when we say,Swaha prasad anadilo bai. So in that prasadam prayer, ana means food.
就好比我们说 Swaha prasad
ana. Ana.
Ana.
Yeah.
Ana 的意思就是指食物。
Right, you thank the Lord for this food. So anamoya is a platform where somebody is only thinking about where's food, how can I live.Like animals, they're always thinking, where's food?
所以说呢，这个阿拉玛雅的层面，就好比是动物一样，一个人总是想着如何去找到食物，如何去吃食物。
Where are my 3 meals every day?
他总是想着我的一日三餐在哪里。
So, the next stage after that is called prana.Prana, of course, is life force.
第二个层次呢被称为 Pranamaya. Prana 的意思是生命力。
And it comes when we realize that there is life in the food and that there is, that this life is what sustains all living entities.
当一个人在食物中觉悟了至尊绝对真理后，他就能在生命表灰或生存形式中觉悟绝对真理，这种觉悟被称为 Pranamaya。
Next stage is called Jnana Maya.
第三个层次被称为 Jnana Maya.
And it understands that, okay, when there is life in something, that's one stage, but beyond that life, there's also there's thinking, there's feeling, and there's willing.
那么在第二个层次当中，一个人已经觉悟到了生命力与生命的真相。而在第三个层次 Dhyana Maya 当中，一个人觉悟到除了生命力之外，还有思考、感受和意愿的能力。
Like somebody who is a vegetarian, I'm not talking about a devotee, but somebody who may just be a vegetarian. Why is he a vegetarian? Because he may think, oh, this animal, there is life in the animal, and that animal also has feelings and it's thinking and it's a person. So we recognize this Gyanamoya means to recognize, oh, there is emotion.
比方说有些素食主义者，那么这些素食主义者不一定是奉献者，但是呢，他们之所以吃素，是因为他们已经认识到动物是有生命的，动物也是能够去感受的，有思想的，他们把这些动物也当成一个人他们认识到这些动物也有情感，那么这样的一个层面呢，就是 Dhyana Maya 的觉悟的层面。
And then the next stage, of course, is Vigyan. Vigyan means realize. So Vigyan means knowledge that we've actually experienced. So that's called Vigyana Maya.
下一个层次呢，被称为 Vigyana Maya。Vigyana 的意思是觉悟。那么在 Vigyana Maya 的这个层面呢，也就是说，一个人他已经觉悟到了。他拥有的这些知识。
So this is the stage where one understands that the mind and the life systems are different from the living entity, that there's a soul that pervades that body. When one understands there's a soul within every body that is eternal, so this is called the Vijnana Maya stage of realization.
在这个觉悟层次当中呢，一个人能够理解心意、生命症状是不同于生物体本身的，因为生物体它是灵魂，它是处在每一个这个身体当中。这样的觉悟被称为 Vijnana Maya。
And then of course, the last one is called Ananda Maya. Ananda means bliss, so it's the platform of transcendental bliss.
那最高的层面呢，被称为 Ananda Maya。Ananda 的意思是极乐。Ananda Maya 就是超然极乐的层面。
So, there's a small spelling mistake in my notes. So, when it says, the first three stages involve the field of activity, so living it means.So on the first three stages, it's the senses interacting with the material world on that material platform. So the first three stages are still material consciousness.
那么前面三个阶段呢，都是涉及到活动的场所，也就是说，是感官和物质世界之间的相互作用。这前三个层次都是处在物质的层面。
So together, all these five points together are called Brahma Puja.
这五个阶段，总的被称之为 Brahma Puja.
So now the next stage is the field of activities. What do we, where do we express ourselves? Where do we experience this type of Maya?
接下来呢，就是详细描述了活动的场所，也就是说，我们是在什么样的一个场所当中去体验 Maya 的。
The first one is what's called the Mahabhuta, or that means earth, water, fire, air, etc.
第一个首先描述了 Mahabhuta, 也就是说，土、水、火、空气、五态。
The second stage is the false ego.Intelligence and what is called unmanifested three modes of material nature. So that means not yet differentiated between goodness, passion, and ignorance, but just false ego and intelligence.
好，我来接着你。
The false ego and intelligence is the next stage. And the unmanifested emotion is still nature, which means it's not yet differentiated between goodness, passion, and ignorance.
So it's
not yet broken down into those three layers.
那么除了这刚才描述到的玛哈波塔这五种出窍元素之外呢，还有假我、自性以及不展示的物质自然三种属性，也就是说善良、畸形和愚昧三属性。
And then there are the five senses that you get for acquiring senses.
然后接下来呢，有五个获取知识的感官。
Then there's the mind. The fourth one is the mind.
然后除了五个获取知识的感官之外呢，还有心意。
And then there's the object of the senses.
以及还有感官对象。
Like smelling, tasting, form, touching, sound, like that.
有五个感官对象，比方说气味、滋味、形象、声音和触碰对象。
So total of 24 items that make up the field of activity, the material world.
总共呢，有这24种元素构成了活动的场所。
And then, of course, you mix in.So think of all these things like different colors all becoming mixed together.
好像看起来呢，这个生物体就好像与这24种元素混杂在一起，就好比是不同的颜色相混合了。
So we say that life is like a big painting.
所以我们说生命就好像一幅巨大的图画。
Like a big picture that you make and you take a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and that creates the color of life.
我们的生命呢，就好像是我们画的一幅巨大的画作。我们拿一点这个东西，拿一点那个东西，然后构成了你生命的色彩。
And then you have the manifestation of our gross senses. That means like desire, hate, happiness, distress.These are all expressions of, these are all how our senses manifest themselves.
我们的感官呢也会去展示出不同的特征，比方说愿望、憎恨、快乐和痛苦，实际上这都是出窍感官的展示。
And then there's consciousness, which is a manifestation of the subtle elements, the mind, the intelligence, and the ego.
而我们的这个思想知觉呢，是精微元素，也就是说心意、自性和假我的展示。
So then our body is a manifestation of these 24 elements. So when all these different proportions come, when you take a bit of this and a bit of that and a bit of this, that's what makes up our body, the gross material body that we have. So our body.Is a manifestation of these 24 elements.
我们的躯体是这24种元素的综合体现，也就是说这24种元素，每一种元素我们都拿一点，然后构成了我们的这个躯体。
And it goes through 6 different stages of transformation.
而我们的身体呢，会经历六种不同的变化。
Which are that the body is born,
身体有出生
it grows,
然后它便开始成长
it stays for some time, in other words, it's steady, like adulthood,
然后呢它会保持原状一段时间，在这个时候它比较稳定，就比方说成年人的状态。
Produces some byproducts, you could call that children, family members.
然后呢，它就开始产生副产品，你可以把它称之为是孩子、后代等等。
Then it begins to decay, starts to get rotten.
然后呢身体就开始衰老最后消失
And then at the last stage it disappears
到最后呢他就会经历死亡消失不见
So that's material life
这就是物质的生活
So I'm going to actually I have to leave early today So I'm going to see, are there any questions or discussions?
Okay. 因为帕布说他今天得早一点离开，所以看看到目前为止大家有没有什么问题。
Because in one sense, it's a very important chapter to understand how we are situated in this material world and how we're entangled.
这一章呢是一个比较重要的事件，因为这一章是一个比较重要的章节，因为通过这一章呢，我们能够去了解到我们是如何处在这个物质世界当中的，是如何纠缠在这个物质世界当中的。
We're very used to hearing about Krishna's pastime, but understanding how the material world is working is just as important.
我们虽然习惯于去聆听Krishna 的逍遥时光，但是同时呢，去理解物质自然是如何运作的，对我们来说也很重要。
And you could say that this chapter really deals with becoming conscious, becoming aware of where we are situated, becoming aware of everything.
从这一章当中呢，我们就能够开始意识到，我们在这个世界当中的处境究竟是什么样的。
Because in many ways you could say that this age of technology has made people much more unconscious.
因为呢，就现在的这种科技社会来说呢，这些科技呢，让人们变得更加的无意识，更加的处在无意识的状态当中。
Before there was technology, people they were aware of nature.
在这些现代科技被发明出来之前呢，人们都是更多的习惯于大自然。
Because nature directly affected their food supply. If people weren't aware of nature, then they would starve. Because when you're aware of nature, you know when to plant your food, when to harvest your food, when to save your food.People were very aware of nature. Now people are not aware of nature, so they think everything just comes from the supermarket.
因为呢，在过去的时候，人们都非常的去关注大自然，因为大自然直接影响到我们的这个食物的供应。如果人们都关注这个大自然的话，他们就会非常的去在意什么时间去种植食物，这些食物从哪里得来？但是呢，现在的科技虽然人们忽视了大自然，人们都以为这些食物是从超市里来的。
When people are walking on the street, many people are completely unconscious that there are other people on the street also. They're just walking and looking at their phone, and they're just completely unconscious of other people.
现在的人呢，甚至当他们走在路上的时候，他们都没有意识到在路上还有其他的人，因为他们呢，走在路上只是看着自己的手机，或者干着自己的，想着自己的事情，他们甚至没有意识到，其他的人就处在无意识当中。
Maybe it's not so strong in China yet, but in Hong Kong, everywhere people are just walking with their face.Pointed towards the phone, and they're just living their life, looking at their phone all the time.
可能在中国大陆这种现象还不是非常的显著，但是在香港呢，这种现象是非常常见的。人们走在路上呢，都只是低头看着他们的手机，好像就是他们是靠着手机而活的。
And because of that, they've lost all feeling for other living entities because their feelings are all going into their technology into their device.
这样的话呢，人们呢就失去了这种情感，就失去了这种感受，因为他们的这种情感和感受呢，全部都被灌输在了这个现代的科技
So it's very important to understand this chapter 13, how we're entangled and how we're situated and how we can get out of it.
所以呢，这一章第十三章是非常重要的。 让我们能够去理解，我们是如何纠缠在这个物质世界当中的，我们的处境究竟是怎样的，以及我们最终如何从这种纠缠当中摆脱出来。So
do we have any questions or comments or something from Rajendra from earlier?
Yes, thank you for your life, love, and translation. 每个个体灵魂都拥有自己的活。
Alright, go.
Hi, Krishna. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Rajendra Das 问, 每个个体灵魂都拥有自己的活动场所，都不了解对方的活动场所或思想，在现实生活中提倡人与人的和谐，需要了解对方的思想或者 活动场的情况，以便达到照顾对方的感受，如何做到呢？谢谢. So he is asking that every living entity has its own field of activity, cannot understand others' field or their thinking, but in the practical life, we meet the harmonious of men and men. So we need to know others' thinking or the situation of this field in order to take care of others' feelings. So how can we do it? Thank you.
That really means we need to tune, as we say, tune our device into other people. Just like a radio, you need to get the right frequency. So to be able to understand other people, we need to tune into their frequency, their consciousness.
就比方说我们要收听那个，如果我们要收听的话，就好像说我们要去调频才能够收听到那个声音。 同样的，如果我们要去理解对方的感受的话，我们就要把我们的知觉调频到他所处在的这个知觉的状态。
That tuning in, again, with, you know, at least on a spiritual platform, it starts with the spiritual sound vibration.
我们的灵性生活也是同样如此的。 我们的灵性生活是从我们开始调频到灵性的声音开始的。
Sound is the way that we tune into people, isn't it? That's how we communicate with people. So when we generate a spiritual sound, then we can connect on the spiritual platform. So that is the way that we really want to reach out to people.
人们呢是通过声音相互的沟通的，所以说当我们调频到这个灵性的声音振荡当中的时候呢，我们就处在了灵性的层面，这也是我们是如何与其他人交往的一种方法。
It's very difficult to tune into people completely just on the material platform. That type of behavior is limited.
That behavior is what?
It is that type of, to understand people just on the material platform is limited. It's not a very deep way of understanding somebody.
如果你只是在物质的层面去理解其他的人的话，这种理解是非常有限的。
You can read nowadays, you know, I don't know about China, but in the Western countries, you know, people always talk about tuning into people, becoming, you know, understanding people, feeling them,
But on the material platform, that's limited how much we can understand.
在西方国家呢，人们都很提倡去理解别的人，但是呢，从物质的层面去理解别的人的话，总是非常有限的。
But on the spiritual platform, we can understand everybody because we all get the same vibration. We're making the same sound, so we're tuning our frequency into each other with that sound vibration.
然而呢，在灵性的层面上呢，确实能够非常，我们就能够理解每一个人。因为呢，在灵性的层面上，我们都是发出的是同样的声音震荡。那么在这同样的声音震荡当中呢，我们就是相当于调频到了同一个频道，所以能够相互的理解。
Just like animals, just like sometimes you hear the animals making noises. We can't understand anything, but they can understand each other.
就比方说，我们看到有的时候有些动物会发出一些声音。虽然我们不能够理解这个声音是什么意思，但是呢，这些动物就能够相互的理解。
They're on the same vibration level.
因为他们是处在同样的声音震荡的层面。
So this is the only way that we can actually synchronize with others.
所以这是我们唯一能够去真正理解其他人的方式。
On the material level.Every one of us has a different color scheme, so to speak. You know, we all have different shades of color, different desires.
在物质的层面上呢，我们每一个人都是不一样的，每个人都有着不同的愿望。
So if you really want to, you know, help people and become and understand them, we have to cultivate that spiritual level.
所以说，如果你真的想要去理解其他的人，并且以这样的方式去帮助其他人的话，那你首先就要是处在灵性的层面上。
I hope that answers this question.
希望这已经回答到了你的问题。Next question.
Yes.
真的大师们，从事奉爱服务。
Can you speak a little louder?
Okay.Rajendra Das 问，从事奉爱服务是否只是根据自己的活动场所的思想和感受去做，不需要考虑其他奉献者的感受和想法，可以这样做的服务吗？作为独立的我，拥有独立的活动场，独立的自由意志，是否我自己有权利选择做哪种服务，不顾及别的活动场，即使妨碍别的活动场也无妨。
Because we are doing devotional service, is that we only do the devotional service according to our own field, own thinking, our own feeling, without considering other devotees.Feeling and thinking. Can we do the service like this? As an individual soul, I have my own independent field, independent free will. Is that I have my own choice to do what kind of service without considering other fields. Even if I met some obstacles for other fields.
In the beginning, as a neophyte, we are only concerned about our own service.
那在刚开始的时候，作为初级者。我们只会去考虑到自己的服务。
Although we're doing some sort of devotional service, but that devotional service is really just according to our own mentality.
即便是我们已经在做一些奉献服务，我们做了一些奉献服务，但是这些奉献服务基本上都是根据我们自己的心态而做的。
But as a person becomes more advanced, they start to become more conscious of other people and their service, and they try to work more in harmony with others to become less selfish in their devotional service, and they try to harmonize their service also with others.
但是呢，如果随着一个人他继续的取得进步的话，他就会更加的意识到其他的奉献者以及其他的奉献者所做的服务，那么他这个时候呢就会变得不那么自私，他会去和其他的奉献者去合作，以及去其他的奉献者的服务呢达成合适。
Okay.
Yes. Ajinda Das 问，梵歌中第十三章提到，我们的喜怒哀乐其实都是感官的感受，只要认同这些感官，就受制于这种苦乐，是吗？如果不认同，就没有任何痛苦哀伤了吧？So in the certain chapter of Bhagavad Gita, it is mentioned that our happiness and distress is all due to the feelings of senses. So if we identify with these senses, we will be controlled by this happiness and distress. If we do not identify with it, then we will have no distress. Is that right?
That's right. So I described that there are different stages, right? So depending on which stage one is at, one will experience different feelings. So the idea is understand what the stages are and work to improve the level that you're on.
事实是这样的。刚才呢，我们也描述到了五个这个不同的觉悟的层面，所以在这个不同的层面当中的时候呢，我们就会有不同的这种知觉状态，就会有不同的这种心理感受。所以说，首先我们要去了解我们自己处在一个什么样的层面，然后试着去提高自己。
Next.Very easy. 问，感恩老师的精彩讲课，感恩翻译。我们现在很多时候就是很懒惰，懒惰限制了我的行动力。明知道应该怎么做，可是总是做不到。该怎么应对这种心态呢？ Hare Krishna. So he is asking. Thank you for teacher's wonderful lecture. Thank you for the translator. Sometimes we are very lazy.This kind of laziness limited our ability to act. We clearly know that what we should do, but always cannot do. So how to deal with this kind of mentality? Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. So this is called mode of ignorance.
非常感谢你的问题。这个懒惰呢是愚昧属性的体现。
And how to overcome the mode of ignorance is a whole other lecture. It's another lecture.
我们如何去克服这个愚昧属性呢？这是属于另外一堂课的内容。
But in a very short answer, I can say how to overcome it is by interacting with people who are more advanced than you and taking inspiration from their enthusiasm.
那作为一个简短的回答呢，就是说建议你去和那些比你更加进步的人与他们交往，然后呢从他们那里得到激励，去提高你自己。
Okay.
可以吗?
Okay.
No question.
Okay, so I will continue on this point next week. So if you have more questions, save them for next time.
Okay. 那么在下一周呢, 我们会, 继续, 他不会继续讲述第13章, 如果大家有什么问题的话, 可以发上来, 下一周回答。
Thank you very much, Sadhguru. Thank you very much for coming up, Sadhguru.
Hare Krishna.
Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Bhagavad Gita, Ki Jai.
Krishna 直觉的一天。 Hare Krishna.